Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wallace moves to second. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crawford for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sparing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelleher bunts towards third. Cruz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cruz. Sparing moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burris hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sparing tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Monday settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Forsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burris, and towards Sparing, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wallace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Simmons moves to third. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Trillo reaches second base with a double. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sparing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trillo scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sparing. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh bunts towards the mound. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton misplays the ball. That's an error on Templeton. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jose Cardinal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Joe Ferguson pinch hits for Willie Crawford. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cardinals, 5, Cubs, 5. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman now pitching. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Ferguson now playing right field. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sparing is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Tamargo pinch hits for Bob Forsch. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tamargo takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tyson pinch runs for John Tamargo. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kelleher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Mumphrey steals second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munday is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Joe Ferguson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ferguson is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferguson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ferguson moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wallace moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Al Roboski now pitching. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Champ Summers. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wallace scores. Morales moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Wayne Tyrone. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field. Ferguson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ferguson. Morales scores. Rosello goes all the way around to score. Kelleher moves to second. It's 8-5, Cubs. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing shortstop. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Al Roboski. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 4 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.